Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Live coast to coast on the BetMGM Network every Friday night and Saturday morning, getting you ready for this week's slate of games alongside RJ Choppy and John Martin. I'm Chris Mack. Don't forget, you can watch on YouTube as well. The BetMGM Network is the channel. Go find it. And of course, you can listen to us in podcast form at your own leisure. Just search BetMGMU. We'll give you some parlays to take with you into the weekend. Maybe talk about the coaching carousel a bit as well before we wrap up. But a few big games this weekend, including one that I know people probably didn't have pegged as a big game before the season started. Auburn, Oklahoma. We'll get to that in a couple minutes. A Big Ten matchup that a lot of people have their eyes on as well Saturday night. But let's start in the Big 12, Choppy. Number 17, Texas Tech. Number 16, Utah. These two schools have not met in over 50 years. But all of a sudden, they're conference opponents, so here we go. Texas Tech averaging 58 points a game, but that's against Oregon State, Kent State, and Arkansas Pine Bluff. Probably helps Barron Morton stack up the numbers a bit. Almost 1,000 yards passing already. 11 scores to just one pick. Utah's defense, they've only given up 8 points a game, but that's against Cal Poly, Wyoming, and UCLA, who might actually be the worst of those three. Texas Tech getting 3.5 on the road at Utah. Red Raiders spent a lot of money to be in position to win a game like this on the road and take charge in the Big 12.
They did, but there is one equalizer. Well, there's a lot of equalizers, but you know, road environments are an equalizer. But so is the big A, and that is altitude. And I do not want to be the team that goes to play Utah or BYU on the road. That is not a team or that's not a place I want to go play road games. Tough environments, great home crowds. We know that. Thankfully for Texas Tech, it's going to be a day game. You know, that game was at 6, 7 p.m., 9 p.m.
It's a breakfast game. They're going to kick this thing off at like 10 a.m. local time.
Literally, 10 a.m. local time. Like, this is going to be very, very early. But, you know, this is one of those situations where you get into that altitude and you are not prepared for that. I think neutral field, Tech is winning this game maybe by 6. But in Utah, in that environment, with that altitude, I love the Utes.
Sounds like the books are taking all those considerations into effect as well, John. Do you put as much in stock as Choppy does in the home field advantage, the atmosphere, and the altitude that could help that Utah defense clamp down on Tech?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's a program that's benefited from that for years and years. You know, I guess I would say, you know, if I'm a booster here, like, you got to go get this done, man. Like, you guys have the highest payroll in the entire country. I don't give a damn what the elevation is. I don't give a damn what the altitude is. Because you know what? I know how high my NIL budget is. and which is the highest. It's like this is the Mount Everest of NIL. So you guys better be in a position, and again, it's only three. Like, you guys better be in a position to go in there and spring a little upset here, because I'm just telling you, that's why I can't be a booster. Because the year I start paying and sending money, and they go out there and they get embarrassed or underperform, don't call me again. I ain't giving nothing.
Hardcore. John Martin doesn't mess around with me.
I don't get to pick the players. Income. I don't get to pick the players. And you guys are losing all the time. Go spring an upset. You know, that's all we ask. I mean, that's what you have to do when you get oil money. You have to go spring some upsets.
I'll be honest. I don't hate Tech on the money line at +125. I feel a lot about the very similarly in this game as I did to Georgia Tech and Clemson last week. Granted, home field advantage completely different in this one, as you mentioned, Choppy. But if Tech can get past Utah in this one, I mean, all that's standing between them and a playoff spot is probably Arizona State. At the very least, I think they become more than just legitimate Big 12 contenders. They become a playoff contender if they can get past Utah this weekend. I think it's a huge one. And I do think something about that, I joked about it being a breakfast start. Something about that 10 a.m. start probably neutralizes some of the factors you're bringing up, at least as far as crowd and atmosphere, aside from the altitude factor.
For sure. Yeah, it's not going to be, I mean, you know, it's are the bars aren't even going to be open. You can't even pregame
Utah,
anywhere.
They don't even have bars.
I mean, they might. They certainly don't have liquor stores open so that you can get there that morning to go grab something before the game. So, yeah, it's going to neutralize a lot of that. I mean, it's still going to be loud. It's still going to be, you know, the altitude's still going to be there. But that might neutralize. You know, Tech is – it's going to be interesting with them because they could turn into, like, this year's Indiana. You know, Indiana didn't play a great schedule last year. And Tech doesn't really have any ranked opponents other than Utah on their schedule. And they don't have an Ohio State where they can at least show that they played with them. They don't have that. So they're going to have to run the table there, and they're going to have to – you know, win the conference. If they lose the conference championship game, I could totally see the committee not putting them in.
Yeah.
I could see it. You know, I don't know that it should be that way, but I could see it.
I think given the way the Big 12 cannibalizes itself, that's probably a good point for anybody that loses the Big 12 championship game. I think it's, you know, to use a hoops term that we talk about a lot in the spring, a one-bid league when it comes to the college football playoff, the Big 12. Last year's Indiana team is still, well, this year's Indiana team, number 19 in the country, and everybody thinks, in the Big Ten at least, Illinois might be this year's Indiana, since we're drawing that analogy in 13 different directions. Illini at the Hoosiers, Saturday night, first conference game for each of these two teams. If Illinois is going to be this year's Indiana in the Big Ten, this is one they have to win. If we're talking about teams that want to make that leap from, hey, preseason darling because of everything we did in the offseason, but now we're legitimate playoff contenders, let's lump Illinois in there next to Texas Tech, who we just got done talking about, because if they can get past Indiana on the road, they get USC at home next week, and then it's a couple weeks out to hosting Ohio State, and from there, you win two of those three, well, you're probably a playoff team coming out of the Big Ten. This is the third time in the series history, just the third time, Choppy, that these two have met as ranked teams. But other than Illinois beating Duke on the road, not a lot of competition for either of these two teams in the first 3 weeks.
No, I actually like Illinois. I've already taken this game. I took Illinois +6. I don't think either team is a championship contender. I certainly think both are playoff contenders, but championship contender, different story. I just think Illinois a little bit more tested. I trust them a little bit more. I know Coach Google Me has done a fantastic job there, but, you know, 6 points, this is the, you know, and the only reason why I took this game is because that line just didn't make sense. It just didn't make sense to me. 6 points, you know, if you're the better team and you're on the road, it's usually like three. It's not six. This seems too much. And to be that big of a dog on the money line, too.
Yeah, John, this feels like a lot of people are looking at it as, hey, Illinois, great, your preseason darlings. You haven't proven anything yet. They're not really putting much stock in that win at Duke on the road, and they still have a lot more belief in Indiana, even though, I mean, who was Indiana beaten in the first few weeks? Old Dominion, and that was relatively close compared to what the line was. Kennesaw State, Indiana State. So a lot more belief in the books anyway in Indiana than Illinois.
Yeah, and I think the reason why is just because, I mean, every time Cignetti has played a team that's, you know, sort of equal in terms of talent, that's not a weight class, you know, higher, which, I mean, Illinois just isn't. But every time Indiana and Cignetti have done that, they've usually run away with it. I mean, they've really won basically all those games. Now, yeah, when you get into Penn State, when you get into Notre Dame, and again, the weight class goes up, a little different story. But I honestly don't like being against RJ. I love RJ with all my heart, but I have no problem backing Indiana here and that coach, because they just run up scores. Like, when you are backing a favorite, right? You always want to be backing the coach that doesn't care about, like, running it up. He doesn't care about class. He doesn't care about the press conference afterward, you know, like, oh, I want to make sure everybody here respects me. Like, Cignetti wants to win by 40 every damn game, and will probably try to do that, even if they're up 34 with a minute left. So that's the kind of coach, and that's why I think the number has come out, because they know that, right? It's an equally sort of talented team, and Cignetti is an aggressive coach. I like backing teams and coaches like that. So Indiana would be the look for me.
It's funny. You said you respect and love RJ, but didn't you take Georgia money line last week?
I did. You did.
Aha.
Look at that.
RJ endorses that. Even RJ would say that was a winner.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I mean, pay out. Yes, factually, that did pay out.
Got to bet with your brain, not with your heart.
That's right. So, I mean, again, nothing personal whatsoever. It's just sometimes you got to get your sniffer, just kind of leads you to certain places, you know.
Sure. Yeah, like away from Tennessee. Saturday afternoon in Norman, Oklahoma, number 11 Sooners hosting number 22 Auburn. Like I said a couple minutes ago, I don't know how many people had this one scheduled or circled on the SEC schedule before the season. Sooners favored by a full touchdown now. Auburn's quarterback and Oklahoma transfer, Jackson Arnold, started 10 games for Oklahoma last year. And, of course, the Sooners have John Mateer, who's ripping it up to this point, almost 1,000 yards passing, 5 touchdowns, 3 picks. He's also run for 4 touchdowns. I love Oklahoma in this one, guys, even laying the full 7. John, why am I wrong, and why should we believe in Auburn?
No, I mean, I don't want to have to tell you that you're wrong. What if I don't think you're wrong? What if I think you're right?
Well, then tell me I'm right. Make me feel good about this, laying a full 7.
Yeah, I mean, I don't care what – I don't care if it's a full 7, half 7. You know, I mean, it just feels like the right side. I mean, Mateer just feels like he's unlocked things with this offense. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just sort of the long and short of it. It just feels like this coaching staff is calling plays differently. It feels like the offense is running differently because it is. I mean, he makes things possible that were not possible before he showed up with his ability. That's why he's in the thick of the Heisman race. I mean, that's the kind of guy he is. And so, yeah, I mean, I just don't really know what about Auburn would intrigue me in this one. I haven't really seen anybody stop Mateer. I don't think they're going to be the first. So I don't think you're wrong at all. I think Oklahoma minus 7 is going to end up being the right side here.
7, 9, 10 Sooners. At the end of the day, this is John Mateer against Jackson Arnold. That's a 20-point difference right there. No offense. You know, Sooner fan, though, has a lot of bad taste in their mouths over Jackson Arnold. I know he's played much better this year at Auburn, but, you know, Oklahoma's a good team. And, Texas is – they're on a collision course. That's going to be one of the games of the year at that Red River rivalry. But I like Oklahoma. Give me the 7. I would even take it with the extra hook and take it at 7.5. I like the Sooners.
It scares me when we're all aligned like this, but this is a squad play right here. Everybody on Oklahoma laying the
ball. That's coming up. I got it at 6.5 like 12 hours ago.
Wow. I beat you to the punch. Guy gets the guy, moves lines. He moves numbers. Oklahoma staff, if we all agree that Oklahoma staff is a good schematic staff and they know this guy coming in, I mean, there's going to be no surprises. So, I mean, I think Oklahoma has success early and often.
One more I'm going to throw at you guys. John, Florida at number 4, Miami. Gators getting 7.5 down in Coral Gables. Is that enough? Because I don't think it is. Florida's on very shaky ground right now. I don't think this is where they want to go when they're trying to find some things.
Yeah, my guess is if you'd have made this number before the season started, you know, you'd have probably made it Miami minus 1.5, Miami minus 2, if that. But obviously – Florida has just been an absolute nightmare. Lagway looks awful. They're talking about maybe redshirting. Like, people are saying he should redshirt. I get it. I think there is going to be some interest in Florida at 7.5 just because it's an SEC team. Not for me. I mean, I can't do it. I don't believe in Napier. I no longer believe in Lagway under Napier. I don't really see a path for Florida in this one. So it's pretty square, you know, to lay 7.5 with Miami. And I fully understand that. But, I mean, what should it be? Like, what do you make the number? Like, do you make it Miami minus 4.5? Do you make it? I mean, I don't know what you can make it. So I would just lay the 7.5.
I struggle with this one. Florida's garbage. Okay. They're Lagway. He's got his backup quarterback liking photos of him superimposed as a McDonald's worker. You had 9 players stay for the alma mater at the LSU game. They've quit on Napier. He's got guys spitting in faces. But I'm not as high on Miami as everybody else. They beat Notre Dame. I think Notre Dame stinks. I think Notre Dame's kind of trash. So, like, you beat Notre Dame, good for you, right? Cool. I don't like the number. I'm scared of the number. It seems too low for how good Miami has been and how bad Florida's been. Seems too low. It's like, it's just scaring me. You know, I didn't understand the Cowboys Giants line last week when it was like 4.5. It didn't make any sense. It's like, I'm going to take the 4.5 with the Cowboys. Well, it didn't work, right? It didn't work. So something doesn't smell right about this number.
Yeah, a little bit off. I think Miami takes care of business. We'll take a look at some parlays we like, maybe take a trip on the coaching carousel as well, and get ready to wrap things up here on BetMGMU next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window.
Luckily, you've got floodlight cam.
So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.